Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Lads, Socially Distant is an Irish comedy about the lockdown. It was made during lockdown, it was self-shot by the actors, and it charts the great way that most people coped with this weird and unique and unprecedented time. It stars loads of really famous people like Oliver Callan and Mary McAvoy and Eric Lawler, and then Dermot Whelan's in as well. Socially Distant is the name of it, and it tells the story of a dysfunctional family trying to arrange a surprise birthday party during the onset of the coronavirus. So, star of the show, Dermot Whelan, joins us today. Good morning, Dermot.
Good morning.
Great to have you. Thanks for coming in.
Love to be here.
And James Cotter, writer, director, producer, pretty much everything on the show Socially Distant, also joins us. Hello, James.
How are you, lads?
That's better. That's a normal person talking to me, not that weirdo across the
Well, now.
So, James, tell us about Socially Distant. Like, it seems like a really obvious subject line, but at the same time, to actually make a program about lockdown during lockdown is some achievement. So, where's the whole genesis come from?
Well, I was the genesis came from me lying in bed, and I was reading the newspapers. I think it was like the Saturday after lockdown started, and everything was just, you know, the world is ending, 6 ways to cook your dog because there will be nothing in the shops, you know, rightfully so. But everywhere I kind of looked, people were being really sound and doing their best. And like my mom, who's 200 miles away in North Kerry, I was really worried about it, but like the whole community were coming together and looking after her and everybody else who was cocooning. So I kind of thought, well, what if I can write a show about that side of this thing? And before I let myself doubt it, I just kind of wrote it in bed.
Right. Is that a writing process you might usually employ, or would you just usually doubt things and write them and rewrite them and rewrite them?
I think like all writers, the key is crippling self-doubt and then slowly grinding to a halt before you finish your project. I mean, that's what we all
do. You're forgetting about alcohol dependency, James. Come on, you're leaving that out. Sorry. How can you be a real writer?
So hang on. So if all the actors, obviously because of lockdown and social distancing at the time, because it was all shot very early, as you said, in the piece, were they shooting their own footage and then sending it to you?
I'll tell you how it happened.
Oh, here we go.
He made our lives hell. he sold it as a great idea that would be really easy. Just shoot it yourself on your phone. It's not going to take long at all. So I was like, okay. And then on the first day of shooting it, I realized, oh my God, not only do I have to be an actor, I have to be the cameraman, the lighting guy, the sound technician, locations man,
and then the tech
makeup
guy,
wardrobe.
The tech guy who can send it to James.
Yeah, so basically we'd have our script, I'd shoot my bits on a selfie stick into my phone, and then I would send it to James, send all the takes to him. He would then watch them and then send me back notes while I'm standing on the road waiting to know.
Oh, right.
So then I'd have to reshoot everything then. And meanwhile, I'm walking around town, which is deserted, but this is meant to be shot pre-lockdown, so I'm trying not to show that it looks like 28 days later all around me.
Oh, hang on. So, was it just bits of the show were pre-lockdown, or was it because it's not set in lockdown?
The show starts just as lockdown.
Okay, so there are bits that are pre-lockdown.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
But of course, okay, when I was shooting it, the streets were deserted.
Yeah.
So I'm walking around with the selfie stick, talking to myself with a change of all my clothes in a bag, because I had like all the wardrobe changes. And then every time I walked away from my bag to film, somebody tried to steal it.
Welcome
so
to
I was
Dublin.
Hi, like, there are my clothes.
James, like you CGI and everything, could you not just add in, you know, people and cars and buses and things? Like, it's really easy these days.
Yeah. Marvel Universe, no problem at all. The CGI in it on the iPhone 6 is that we're all good.
What I can't understand though, like how James did it, because obviously I'm one actor in a cast of many. And I'm sending him clip after clip of, you know, how's this? Is this okay? Is the sound all right on this? But everyone is sending him these video clips at the same time into his phone. I don't know how you managed to keep your head from rolling off your neck.
Well, it seemed like a good idea at the time, and it wasn't. They say that George Lucas directed from a jacuzzi. Well, I have directed from the jacks, two people simultaneously. Take that, glamour.
And usually, James, when you ask people to send you videos, half of them half of them will shoot it in portrait. The other half will shoot it in some kind of hurricane gale force wind where it'll just be... So how did you kind of maintain standards across different phones and different abilities?
I'm lucky enough, obviously, with what I've done with the guys before, that all of them have a technical ability. But the most terrifying thing was I sent it to Dermot first, because I wrote the central character for him, and in the first script it was called Dermot. And he calls me up and he goes, look, this is really funny. I don't know how this is going to look, but he said the most really terrifying words, which is, I trust you.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I was dying inside. And I realized that if I just let everybody shoot, that I'd get everybody just staring at the camera in a portrait. So for 3 days then, I had to go around shooting myself on a selfie stick, a storyboard of every single shot.
Oh, wow.
And nothing makes you think you're like you're losing your mind than pretending to be seven different people.
Well, I trust James because he spent the last 5 years working with the Rubber Bandits for the BBC. And I'm thinking, if he can work with those lads, then this is, I'm a cinch.
Well, didn't you guys, famously, you guys worked together on the Republic of Telly, of course.
Yeah, I started the Republic of Telly, and I think me and Dermot did 6 seasons of it together, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Amazing. And now, I've got one bone to pick with you, James, because... Not two. Not only did you not ask me to be in it, but you also.
You're busy.
Oh, I'm far too busy. Far too busy.
It's those World Cups on your Instagram, Dave. There's no time for anything else.
But you also could have chosen any name in the world for Dermot's character on this TV show, and you chose Dave.
Well, I just wanted a completely generic name that sounded like someone in their middle age who was a bit of a loser and who kind of lost focus in their life. Dave County. I don't know why, Dave.
Perfect.
There's been billing on RTE of this as a series, James. Is there something you want to tell Dermot about episode 2?
there's no series yet, although we will be delighted to make one.
Oh, yeah.
There's gas in these characters to kind of follow them through lockdown and out the other end.
Well, can you give us a quick rundown of the scenario? People know that it's a family planning a surprise birthday party. So Dermot is Dave. That's just the most confusing thing in the world. But who's Mammy and who are the other people in it?
So they're trying to do a surprise birthday party for their auntie Breed, is Mary McAvoy,
right?
Who people remember as Biddy from Glenroe, of course.
Biddy from Glenroe, who we both of us have worked with before on the Republic of Telly, and I think we killed her.
That's right, you did kill her.
I did kill her again, yeah.
Again. And she made us promise that if this goes to series that we won't kill her this time.
And a special mention for Eric Lawler as well, and comedian Eric Lawler has been on this show many times, but he managed to recreate a Temple Bar nightclub in his kitchen.
Wow.
By himself.
I said, Eric, I need a Temple Bar kitchen, and I'll try and get some disco lights, but I don't know. He's like, don't worry, James. And 20 minutes later, he had disco lights. He was using his kids as background extras. I think we went 25 takes. So I feel sorry for all of them. And he was an absolute legend. But everybody had to do everything. Like, it's like the actors were amazing in it. Karen, who plays Laura, had to turn her kitchen into like a hipster barista coffee shop with nothing. Dermot had to become a bike courier at one point, and I gave him, I believe, 0 props.
What's really weird, I suppose, from an acting point of view, is that obviously there's a whole cast here, but I didn't get to act with any of them. And even the Zoom calls you see on the show are put together artificially after the fact. So
why did you not just do that for real? Because Zoom works.
It's because I don't know. Ask James. I was just doing what I was told. But so I must be the only drama production where none of the cast have met. Like, we're going to watch this show together, socially distancing, of course, on Sunday.
Okay.
But it's our rap party and the first time we all meet at the same time. Just so weird.
Sunday, 10:35 on RTE1 is when everyone can see it. Is that the first time that that any of the cast other than you have seen it, James?
No, I think we've all seen bits and pieces.
Right.
Now, I haven't, like, so there are, Bernard Casey lives down in Cork. He's a brilliant comedian from Kerry. I think you've had him on before.
We have,
never met Bernard. There's Camille Lucy Ross, who worked with us on Republic of Telly as well. But none of us, like most of us, haven't seen each other for either ever or for years. So we're perfectly natural.
And hiring Bernard, was that on recommendation from someone else? Or had you seen him live? Or where did you get? Because you've never met him. I thought everyone on the show, you might have, you know, picked out someone you'd worked with before.
That was straight from Mr. Whelan.
Okay.
I love Bernard Casey's videos. Anyone in Kerry in particular knows the ones he does with his characters, and he puts the fake milk teeth into his mouth, and he's just hilarious. But he's a really good actor, so it was great. And Oliver Callan, of course, has got so much credentials in that neck of the woods as well.
Loads of texts in, James and Dermot, on 0874100102. I'm looking forward to seeing Dermot's bits on the telly soon. Dermot, quote, "I would shoot my bits on a selfie stick."
Not the first time you showed us bits on a selfie stick.
No, it sounds like it. And then Owen says, "Wow, that Whelan actor is so full of himself." True what they say, Dave, never meet your heroes. Yeah, it's a tough gig, I'll be honest. Well, look, Sunday night, 10:35 on RT1. Yeah, you can all watch, so socially distant, at the same time as the cast are going to meet and watch it at the same time.
Can I give a particular shout out to Oliver Callan, who played two different characters from two sides of the country, and he had to act against himself frequently. Which is
That is amazing. Yeah. All right, James Cotter, writer, director, producer, and madman behind Socially Distant. Thanks for joining us this morning. And actor, star, philanthropist.
Yeah, just all around great guy.
Great guy. Dermot Whelan.
Thank
you both. Cheers, James. Bye bye. Dermot, thanks very much for coming in. Appreciate it.
That's fine. My coffee's gone cold by now.
Yeah, so there's a taxi outside for you. Yeah, I'll just help you up.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.